We are going to continue the hour by talking about a really cool event for a great cause that's coming up later on this spring. On Saturday, March 25th, you want to mark your calendars for this. The Monet Richardson Community Foundation is going to be hosting a 5K run and walk called Running with the Angels. It's for a fantastic cause, the Monet Richardson Community Foundation, which you can find online at MonetRichardsonCommunityFoundation.com. Monet like the artist, MonetRichardsonCommunityFoundation.com. Joined today in the studio by a couple of special guests, Pat Richardson, who is the person behind the Monet Richardson Community Foundation, and Chris Ehrenfeld, who is one of our station owners here at 97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com. He's also with Bold Foundation, which is the sponsor of the event. Pat, Chris, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, second annual Running with the Angels 5K. Pat, I'll start with you. How did last year's event go, and what was the idea behind it?
Last year's event was amazing. We had over 100 runners and walkers on site last year. We had over 15 vendors, sponsors that were on site with their booths as well. Face painting, we had food on site, music, just had an amazing time. Over 100.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Over 100 runners and walkers, and it was just great. This year we're adding the timing service to it this year, which we know a lot of runners want to know what their time is and they can compete. Mm-hmm. And so for this year, we're adding a timing company, and so they'll be out there and help everybody get excited as well. But last year was amazing. And you know, we started the event last year because Chrissy was a year-round athlete. Mm. And so she ran track at East, and she did field events at East. She actually holds a shot put record at East. And so we just wanted to do something that was significant to her as an athlete. And we're doing it right at East Chapel Hill.
And talk about Chrissy, because she's the inspiration for all of this.
She is. So we lost Chrissy in an automobile accident May 16th of 2021.
Your daughter.
My daughter. Yep. And, of course, nothing prepares a parent for that at all. Mm-hmm. And we decided to take the pain from her loss and put it into a purpose. And so that's where we are right now. She started the backpack program at the Y right here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, where she went to school from Raskas to Phillips to East Chapel Hill. And so when she transitioned, we thought, let's do something different than grieve. Mm. And so we wanted to create an opportunity to give back, which is what she had created when she was at East Carolina University, her sophomore year in the School of Social Work. And so she created a backpack program for the Y while she was working there. And we thought, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's approach the Y and see if they still have that need for the Y Learning Program, which is their marginalized demographics that they support. Mm. And so we went back to Randy Smith, where she started, and asked Randy as well. And we asked Randy, could we start a backpack program up again? And he said, please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
What has transpired since then?
Oh, gosh, lots of love. Yeah. Lots of love in the community, which is why Chris is here as well. But just lots of support. Since 2021, the fall of 2021, we've given out 518 backpacks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We have given out $4,500 in academic scholarships. And so we started in Orange County, of course, because this is where we're from. Lived here for 15 years. And now we're in four other counties. So we're in five counties in a year and a half.
That's really cool. Yeah. We're speaking with Pat Richardson again, the Monet Richardson Community Foundation. MonetRichardsonCommunityFoundation.com is the website for more information on them and the work that they do all year round and how you can help all year round as well. One way is to sign up for the Monet Richardson Community Foundation 5K Run and Walk, Running with the Angels. That's going to be at East Chapel Hill High Saturday, March 25th, starting at 8 a.m. You want to get your registration in now. Sponsored by Bold Foundation. Chris Ehrenfeld from Bold Foundation here in the studio as well. So talk about the Bold Foundation and the work that you do and why this event is particularly important to you.
Yeah, well, first of all, the Bold Foundation, we set that up as a nonprofit that we could support from our other Bold companies. So Bold Real Estate, Bold Construction, Bold Commercial Real Estate. We donate a portion of every transaction to that foundation. And then with that, we do our own programs to support local children in need. So specifically, mostly in Chatham County. So we do a backpack program and other school supply programs, as well as a holiday gift drive and other activities where both our Employees of the Bold companies can participate through volunteer, but more importantly, it's a way to give back to the local community, and we do some outreach. We do have one outward fundraiser that we do in partnership with the Governor's Cup Country Club, and that's to help be able to spread the holiday cheer even wider and make that program further. But with regards to why I'm here today is, Pat and I met probably about a decade ago through a volunteer effort. We were both serving on the Chatham Economic Development Corporation board. Mm-hmm. We became friends, mm-hmm. and I know she always spoke very highly of her daughter, Chrissy. And so when I heard about the unfortunate accident and passing of her daughter, obviously reached out to Pat and asked how I could help, and was just blown away to see, as she said, how she's turning that grief into something positive and trying to carry on the legacy. I mean, Chrissy was very, very much a giver. Everything she did was to give back to the local community and children in need. And for Pat to want to carry that torch on, I mean, as a parent, it's unimaginable to have to go through what she's gone through, but to turn that into a legacy for her daughter, it was just very empowering and very moving. So said, how can we help? And obviously the Bold Foundation, we immediately stepped in and helped support her first backpack drive. And now we're happy to sponsor the 5K again for the second time this year. But it's such a wonderful story of turning something negative into something positive, which says so much about Pat, but it also says a lot. It's just, that's how our community functions. Our community is all about giving back and helping each other out. So to be able to help out a friend in a capacity like this is something I'm happy to do and certainly happy to put the resources of the Bold Foundation behind.
And I know you and the Bold Foundation are behind the event as a sponsor. You're putting funds into it. Well, you're a runner. Will you also be running in the event as well?
I will run in the event.
He's being modest.
Yeah. So they're timing it now, so yeah, the pressure's on there, too.
Official timing. We'll see if I can get a medal again this year. But
he did win last year.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
So he's the one to beat, everyone.
I'm not the one to beat, but I...
he is the one to beat, everyone, as
Chris
long as you...
had a couple staff win.
Correct. We swept the Bold employees swept the top of the award ceremony.
They
so
did.
We'll try to do that again this year. But what was great is, we were just talking before we went on the air. It's very difficult to get an event started, a nonprofit event, and the first year is always the most challenging.
Yep.
And to have had as successful first year as she did just says a lot about her event planning and organization and networking and everything else and success that the Monet Richardson Foundation is having. So to have such a successful first year, it just sets her up for an unbelievable second year. And, we were just discussing, she already has more sponsors in year two now than she did in all of year one by about 50% more. And,
nice.
And she's still got another, few weeks to fundraise. And more importantly, she wants to get as many people out there, so she can get a couple hundred runners instead of just 100. But like I said, get 100 runners in your first time, that's awesome.
That's incredible.
The event's just going to grow and grow. So we're super excited to be a part of it.
Speaking with Chris Ehrenfeld and Pat Richardson, Running with the Angels 5K Run and Walk to support the Monet Richardson Community Foundation. Saturday, March 25th in the morning at East Chapel Hill High School. Registration ongoing now. Pat, what details should folks know if they want to get involved?
Early registration is happening now, and they can register until February 27th and get their free T-shirt, which will be part of their early registration. But registration is on site as well, even on March 25th at the actual event. Registration is $30 for early registration, which again gives you a T-shirt as well. And on-site registration is $35. Now, if you are younger than 18, which we have a lot of good runners who are out there younger than 18 and that support, and some of the students at East come out as well, and your price is $20. So if you're younger than 18 and younger, you pay $20. And so we always want to make sure to give back to the students. But the main thing right now, as Chris mentioned, is getting runner registration up, because that's really important for us, not just from the income standpoint, but to see people come out and celebrate. And they're celebrating Chrissy's legacy, and they're celebrating the work that we're doing in the community. We lived here for 15 years, and this is still my home. And so coming back here and doing it at East, and I say back here because I currently live in Alamance, just for a short period of time. I have a realtor looking for me a place here already. Because I do miss being in Chapel Hill in Orange County, so I know this is home for me. But we really know that's the reason why the event is so successful, because of this community. This community embraces nonprofits, and I'm very proud of this community and the work it does when there is an ask. They respond. And that happens here in Orange County. And so that really makes me excited. And so register everybody. Make sure you share this information with a friend. If you want to create a team, let us know. We can create the social media information for you and get everything, the flyers and all that done for you in-house. And so we're just here to raise awareness and advocacy and educate people on the need here in Orange County, because I think people don't think that there's a need in Chapel Hill and Carbaryl and in Orange County as a whole, but there is a need in this community. And then again, we're in other communities as well. We're in four other counties. We do work in Durham also. We're in Nash and Edgecombe County, and we're in Pitt County, which is where Chrissy went to school.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then final question, if people can't make the race, how else can they support you and the foundation?
Sure. They can go to our website, MonetRichardsonCommunityFoundation.com, and they can donate there as well. Just go to our donation page. And if they want to do a stay-in donation for the 5K, that's totally welcome as well. They can go to our Run Sign-Up page, and they can visit that from our website as well from the events tab.
And Chris, people want more about the Bold Foundation, where can they go?
Go to beboldnc.org, and you can find out all kinds of information about the Bold Foundation on there.
Beboldnc.org for the Bold Foundation. Monet Richardson Community Foundation.com for more on the Monet Richardson Foundation. Go there to register early for the 5K Run and Walk, Running with the Angels, Saturday, March 25th, East Chapel Hill High School. It's going to be a great event for a fantastic cause. Pat Richardson, Chris Ehrenfeld, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.